This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time on Genesis Communications Network. During that time, if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, different number for you. It's changed again, 641-793-4512, 641-793-4512. And that's the Global Star Network, and they carry us live on their telephone listen line when we are live. So that would be during the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Kyle Harris is with us live in Montana. Welcome, Kyle Harris.
Good morning, Vance. And for once, I really wholeheartedly am laughing with you. This ought to be good.
Well, you know, last week, Kyle and I were talking about who are you going to let in your tent? You know, and what I mean by that is when times are rough, who can you absolutely positively trust to do whatever is agreed upon? Okay. So the way I envision it is daily meetings with whoever is going to be in your home or in your compound or on your farm or in your house, whatever it may be. Who's going to be there and will they pull their own weight? Are they trustworthy to, when you have that meeting and you say, okay, there's five of us or there's ten of us, and here are the assignments that need to be done. Who would like to do what? Oh, really? You guys don't want to do that? Okay, well, then we'll just go round robin and we'll assign these tasks because they have to be done. Somebody has to be in charge. Who are you going to trust to be in your house to carry out those tasks that need to be done? Who are you going to trust to, when you say, okay, here's, we have 10 cans of food, and here is how we're going to ration that food. Are you going to be able to trust everyone in your house to not raid the kitchen at night when everyone is sleeping? Because they're hungry. Everybody's hungry. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about, and also some tips from the book. We'll weave them in as well. So, Kyle, I have asked a number of people whom I've been on the phone with, instructors and non-instructors. And I've said, can you count, I don't need to know who they are, can you count 10 people, just 10, who you would absolutely positively trust in that scenario? And the answer is, no one has been able to come up with 10 people. No one. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, me either, Vince. I've been doing a lot of the same kind of thinking, and I'm sorry, it's just something else going on here. I've been thinking a lot about that as well, and It's a scary situation. There isn't 10 people. In fact, there's maybe 3 or 4. That's the part that is going to be really hard for all of us. You know, I've been thinking about that. You were talking about the round the table discussions in the morning. And in a sense, we are. So let's back up just a little bit. What we're discussing here is a grid down or financial collapse that is, I mean, catastrophic, or civil unrest that is so bad that it takes a group just to possibly go to town and back. So we're talking really tough situations where you are going to have to try to survive, and it truly is a survival situation. This is not like, you know, 3 days with that the power grid's been down and everything's coming back up in 3 days. This is like, you know, there's a financial collapse, your money's practically worth nothing, food and garden produce and gasoline and tires and all of those kind of small little commodities and abilities are at the forefront of being able to take care of yourself and survive. So I've been thinking a lot about this, and I've come up with some ideas or some thoughts that people might want to consider. So if you are sitting around the table and you are discussing what needs to be done, there is going to have to be, or I don't personally believe that it will survive, there's going to have to be someone who is absolutely in charge, that the buck will stop with them at the end. And everybody has got to be willing, that you let into your tent, has got to be willing to submit to that structure. The reason the military, I'll give you a little story here real quick. When I was 9 years old, my dad was in Korea, and he saw a lot of really rough, bad combat. And one of his best friends would come over to the house very rarely, but once in a while they would come over and have dinner with us. And my dad and him would instantaneously have this kind of a bond, all right? And I thought to myself, it's the first time I really got a view into interpersonality, if you will. And something dawned on me. It wasn't the fact that they had been through bad things together and survived. It was the fact that they had taken orders and prevailed. That was one of the things. They had both been under authority and prevailed. Sometimes, I remember my dad mentioning to him, this guy's name was Rock. Dad just called, that wasn't his real name. It was just one of the, that was just his nickname. And nobody would ever know who he is, but he's gone for many years now. But the one of the things I remember my dad talking to him about once was that it was a really bad order that they got to do this particular thing. But if they wouldn't have stayed the course and obeyed the order to the nth degree, they would not have prevailed. Sometimes tenacity on following these orders can prevail. Because it's not that every order is going to be perfect. Whoever is in charge is not going to be a perfect person, but they are going to have to be, because they were the one that set up the preparedness. They're the one that set up, if they're coming to your house as an example, you're the one that's invested the money, time, effort to do all that you've done. I'm just using you as an example. The same thing would be true at my own house as well. The other thing that is extremely important is, believe it or not, in my opinion, and you can disagree with this or not, but is the second most important person is your wife, for a reason that people might not think of. as she relates to you, that will set the tempo of the way that everyone else relates to you, because she knows you best. If she is arguing with you or comes against your what you say, or what you are disagrees with you on a consistent basis in front of people, as she does to you in front of people, they will do to you and her. That's the same with children when you're raising kids. As you act toward one another in front of the children, that gives them license to act that way to you and your wife. So those are just the start out. I've just been considering some things, and I'll start out with that and get your comment on it, and then I've got a lot more.
Kyle, I was thinking, as you were saying these things, you're absolutely correct. And one of the reasons that Mrs. Finelli and I get along so well is that we have this relationship where we understand each other and we support each other, and there is never, never dissension, never. And the same thing with the children. There's never any dissension. Logic prevails. You know, one person may have a better idea than another, but there's no millennial type of pouting, fighting, loud discussion. Never. And everything is thought through and executed on the best plan. So you're absolutely right about, you know, the number two person is the wife of the person who is running that household or that farm or that compound. Tenacity, absolutely true. And persistence is another word for tenacity. And you just can't say, well, it's too hard. Another thing is, when I was listening to you, I was thinking about going to town, as you described going to town. It could be a big deal, and it could take four people. And think of it like this. Let's say four people in an SUV or a pickup truck. One person's got to drive and look forward. And then one person has to be conscious about what's on the left side coming up on the left. One person, what's happening on the right side coming up. And one's got to be looking out the back. And it may take each one having weapons just to get through a terrible situation that they themselves did not cause. I'm talking about bandidos, robbers, highway robbers, and gauntlets that are set up to take whatever they have, maybe the gasoline in their vehicle, you know, the four guys. So it has to be a well-oiled machine. And what I'm also thinking about is not much room for mistakes. So even though you have four people, one on each side of the property that you're trying to protect, somebody is probably going to be cooking. And there's no room for not paying attention to the cooking. Because if you only have a small amount of food, and let's say it's beans for that meal, for that day, and someone is not paying attention, the person in charge of the bean cooking, and they burn them, now what? So there's not much room for failure, if any room for failure or mistakes. Kyle Harrison, I'll be right back, and we're going to be talking about who you can let under your tent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This morning we're talking about preparedness and who will you let in your tent. So, here's an example, class. I was a guest host, a guest co-host, on another network. And callers would call in. And sometimes those callers would be so excited that they would talk over me or my co-host. Now, why am I saying that? Well, in a grid-down situation, how well would that work if that were happening? How well would it work if you're trying to plan who's going to be doing what, what's going to be done, when it's going to be done, if you can't have a discussion without people in the room shouting down the equivalent of the leader? And that's what a co-host or a host would be, right? On a radio station or on a radio program. So that's just a small example. And no one's died. No one's died yet. No one's starving yet. But yet there's talking over without yielding. Now, I'm not talking about, right now I have about a tenth of a second delay between the studio here at the farm in Missouri and GCN. So it's possible that Kyle and I could step on each other because of the delay from him hearing me and me hearing him. That's possible. But that would not be intentional. But what I'm talking about is these are the good times, and we still can't. We still can't work together. I'm not talking about me and Kyle. I'm talking about other people who we don't know. And here's another thing. How well or how effective would you be as the leader of your group in getting everyone to say, okay, we'll turn off our cell phones and we're going to put them in a Faraday cage. We'll just do that because you've asked us to do that. How would that discussion go? I'll bet it'd be a tough one. No. It's my cell phone, and I've got a right to have my cell phone. And what if you decided that that was something that you didn't want to have as the leader of the group because of the risks of having that cell phone location being detected as a live cell phone? Kyle?
Excellent. And that kind of leads me right into my next couple of small points. I've come up with in my opinion, folks, and I'm asking the audience this question, what is your going to be your most important thing that you have as a group? And my answer to that is your own interpersonal relationships. The ability to be able to be corrected, the ability to submit to authority, to the authority that you guys have all agreed to, the ability to submit to the goal that you as a group have set forth. And I've come up with a definition of submission. It is to take that which has been imposed upon you or that you have agreed to, and then to act on it as if it were your own idea. Because if you do not have that ability, or the group that you are pulling together does not have that ability, you are going to have nothing but constant trouble, constant contention, constant arguing. And that kind of delay in getting things done can be life-threatening in those kind of situations. Your response, Vince?
Yeah, my blood's boiling. I'll tell you why. Because it happened. So we had meetups for 5 years. And these meetups would take me an hour to go to, an hour to come home from in travel time. So 2 hours travel time. Several hours of preparation time, lining up the instructors and my monologue presentation and so forth. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what happened. I've told the story before, but this is a great example of why you need to know who is going to be in your tent. Absolutely great example. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Limited details, but breaking news at this hour. Police officers are said to be swarming an auto parts store in Charlotte, North Carolina, after reports of a possible shooter inside the building. After the Pentagon at first said there were no American casualties from it, the U.S. military is confirming that 11 U.S. troops were treated for serious concussions after the Iranian missile attacks on two bases in Iraq earlier this month. This is a soldier who experienced one of those attacks.
Well, we heard the sounds first, and then the shockwave just, like, drove, like, even through these T-walls all the way down, and it just kind of punches you in the heart.
President Trump says he's certain he'll be acquitted by the U.S. Senate in the impeachment trial against him, saying that the trial is not going anywhere, and repeating his claim that House Democrats impeached him for no good reason. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Why?
Cheetah,
you got your.
Take my.
When you got
me, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle Harris is with us this morning, and we're talking about who would you let under your tent or in your tent. So for 5 years, we had every week, started out on Fridays and became Mondays, at a restaurant we hosted a meetup. And as many as over 300 people came at one time, down to as few as maybe 50 over the years. So it varied. And Norm Shealy, Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor, was on the air with me one day, and he mentioned he wanted to come to the meetup, and he wanted to give a presentation on remote healing. And he wanted to bring his electronic equipment to measure the effects of a remote healing person in another room on a volunteer or volunteers at the restaurant. And I said I wasn't going to be there that night, but there was another person who's going to lead the meetup, and I'm sure I could work it out. So I wasn't there. And Dr. Shealy and his associate did the remote healing. Volunteers from the meetup group were examples of proving that there's something to remote healing. It was scientifically measured. And Norm Shealy does not like traveling at night, you know, in the dark. So he was there for maybe an hour or so, and then he left. He made his presentation and then left. Maybe he was there an hour and a half. And after he left, the people in the meetup were asked by the guy who was leading the meetup if they should ban Dr. Shealy from ever coming back to a meetup again. And they voted to ban him. So here we have Norm Shealy. So what did Norm Shealy do for the meetup group for 5 years? He would show up about four times a year, give a very long presentation on health. He would have free clinics at the meetup. He would provide free medical advice. He would have free consultations about aches and pains and, you know, what people needed to do to fix their problems. And he would give medical recommendations. He had clinical trials, and he offered free clinical trials to whoever wanted them at the meetup multiple times. And these were regular meetup people who voted to ban Dr. Shealy. And while they were at it, they said, while we're at it, why don't we ban Vin Finelli? Now, this is from my meetup. Why am I saying my meetup? Well, it's kind of like my house, my farm. You know, I was the guy who started it, and they banned me too. Now, these are people who I would see week after week after week for years. These are people who would get a raffle for a free dinner because I would take my dinner that was offered by the restaurant to me as the host of the meetup, and I would take that, and I've never had a free meal. I would give my free meal in a raffle to whoever got the raffle ticket that won that night. So they got... These are people who got free passes to the expo. I bought their passes to the expo and for their family every time. No exceptions. Anyone who wanted one got a free one. And during the few weeks prior to the expo, boy, the crowd would really fill the restaurants because they thought that they would get free passes, and they did. No one was denied a free pass. No one ever. And they banned Norm Shealy and me. So these are people who know us. So when we say it's really tough to find 10 people and we can't do it, this is what I'm talking about. People who are in the preparedness mindset. People who want to know how to do it better, faster. What tools to get. What skills to have. They want to learn. And they threw Dr. Shealy and me overboard. And I'm really glad they threw me overboard because I don't have to help them anymore. I don't have to pay attention to them anymore. And if they come knocking at our gate and the grid, when the grid goes down, I'll say, who? Who are you? Oh, yeah. You're either one of the people who voted to throw me overboard in Norm Shealy, or you are one of the people who didn't say, what, are you out of your mind? And defend us. So what I'm saying is they didn't defend us, and they threw us overboard. So why would I trust them? Why? You'd have to give me a really good reason, and I don't think there is one. Kyle, does that like?
Yeah, you bet. I understand, Vince. There's going to be some difference, and people are going to have to understand this. The difference, if we're in that actual situation, is whereas they banned you from the restaurants, that's one thing. But if they think they're going to somehow come in and disrupt and take over operations of your farm and all that you have prepared for, that's a whole nother thought process on your part. because I'll give you a thought here, folks. If you, now really consider this, if you remotely think that at some point this person that you might let in, you might have to kick out, you should never let them in the first place, because they will become your worst enemy. They will know your security. They will know your logistics. They will know your food supply, your ammo supply, what weapons you have. They will know a lot about you. That will be your worst enemy. You are better off not letting them in, because you cannot, the group that you put together when it's all said and done cannot have any other higher priority than the safety of the whole group. That's so important. If they have any too much, I mean, like the Vince is always kidding, you know, we don't take directions very well. Speaking of those, the type of instructors that we have, you know, but I'll tell you one thing, that's got to change. That would have to change in a heartbeat if you are going to come under the authority or rely upon someone else for your wherewithal. You cannot have two or three or four alpha males all running around thinking that they're going to run things. That ain't going to work. It would be a disaster. And everybody in the entire group would either suffer or die, in my opinion. Vince?
As I think about what we're discussing today, it comes to mind a number of people who, if we were having one of those meetings about the day's events and the tasks and the assignments, I can visualize people saying, no, I disagree. I don't think we should do it that way. And persisting and digging in heels and not agreeing and tying up the whole group, which is what you've been talking about. You can't do that. You can't have that. And somebody has to be in charge. Now, at our house, it's going to be me. And why? Because this is not braggadocious, but I've built the systems. I know more about them than anybody else. I have more experience than anybody else in these systems. So I'm going to be in charge. And if that's a problem, then whoever it is that wanted to be here will not be here, because I'm not going to fight it out with them. I'm not going to debate it with them. Now, logic will prevail, but we're not going to debate ad infinitum on what is the right way to do it. A decision will be made quickly in times when decisions need to be made quickly. And there will be decisions as to rations. And everything's going to be scarce. Everything is going to be scarce, because in a grid down situation, you're going to have what you have. And unless you go out foraging, that's all you're going to have. And unless you grow it, that's all you're going to have. So someone's going to have to know how to garden. Someone's going to have to be willing to pick up the pick, the shovel, the axe, the hatchet, the trowel, the rake, the hoe, all of those things. And there's no room, literally no room for mistakes. This is like, yep, so serious. And I can just see the typical family, like you would see on television, arguing and pouting and storming off and running out the house and out of the house. And then the rest of the family's got to find the person that was so stupid that he or she ran out of the house. There's no room for that. Absolutely no room. No room for crying and melting down. You know, like a flat tire on the side of the road and the millennial just cries. That's not going to fix anything. There's no room for that. It's figure out what needs to be done and do it. It's as simple as that. And you're going to have to know who to trust. And I don't know if you're going to get to that point, Kyle, but, you know, someone comes down your driveway, now what? That's a big problem. Someone you don't
know. That was actually my next point, Vince. Because, so, here, come to this. Think about this, folks. Whatever, okay, and the group has to see itself as one unit. Because whatever one person in the group does is going to affect the rest of the group, the safety and the security and the livelihood of everyone. If you have someone on the on perimeter at night or in the daytime, it doesn't matter. And whatever decision they make on who comes down that road or who they let down your driveway or who they let circumvent you is going to affect everybody. Or let's just say they shoot someone. The entire group is either going to benefit or there are going to be consequences for it. You're going to have to think about those things and be able to trust and be willing to live with the consequences of whoever you put out there. You should be discussing and discuss with people that come in to your group what kind of parameters you're going to put on or keep on or have as a group. But the ultimate safety and security and livelihood of the group will either be paramount or your group will fail and then you'll all die. Because I guarantee you there will be other groups that are not going to have any qualms when they're starving hungry about taking everything you've got.
Very well said, man. I know a former cop who said to me, I don't need to prepare. I got me a gun. So do you think that guy is going to be hesitant about taking what you have if he's hungry? I don't think so. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about who you're going to let in your tent. And so I'm looking out the studio window and I'm looking at the road that we have, the farm road. You might call it a driveway. And what do you do if someone comes down the driveway? What if it's three people and it's a grid down situation? What do you do? Well, do you send one person out there? Do you send two? There's three of them, so do you send three? And would they be armed? And would they have their rifles or handguns drawn? Or would they have them holstered? Or would they have them concealed? Well, and who do you send? And what happens if the three of them think this could be a terrible situation, and one actually shoots, as Kyle mentioned, one of the three guys or the three that are walking up the driveway. And let's say they're not too friendly, and it was going to be bad, and so your team shoots first. But what about the three guys in the woods that are on overwatch? There are a lot of things to be considered. What if they're friendlies? What if you just had one of your team shoot a friendly because the guys that you sent out there, the leader of that little squad, had an itchy trigger finger? It could be a harmless situation that could escalate. It could be a bad situation that you neutralize. So you really have to be aware of who you're going to send out. And make sure that that person doesn't do the wrong thing. And I believe that's what you're talking about, Kyle.
That's exactly correct, Vince. You know, there's a there's a saying that I've heard, and it is, too many people shoot, then aim, and then consider whether or not they should have shot. And that will get you in just as bad a situation as letting someone who is crazy get through and intent on taking your stuff through your perimeter. That'll get you in just as bad a situation, or it can, for no reason. So wisdom is going to be every bit as important and consideration as anything when you get into these kind of situations. The other thing that you need to consider is, and I'm going to throw this out there because we were kind of discussing the arguing. I know a man and a woman who's and his wife is one of these people that seems to think that her worth in this world is contradicting, arguing with, or in some way correcting her husband. And that kind of thing, those people are not coming into my group because that's going to get, that sets a tone inside of the amount of people that you allow in that you cannot, in a situation like this, folks, you cannot allow that. I am just, I mean, it's going to, that has to be squashed at the, infancy. It just cannot, you cannot allow it. If you do, I guarantee you, you will not survive. I don't think you will make it. It's one of those situations where, you know, everyone from the gardener, the person that gardens to the person that cans, that cooks, has got to be willing to pick up arms and fight to the death because they've got to be willing to recognize that if they lose one person, they are that much closer to being wiped out. So all of these things have to be thought about.
I was at a, meetup. Well, actually, it was a party. Deborah Brewster, one of our USA Prepares instructors, invited me, and John Stettmiller and Steve Elkins were here at the farm during that time, and I asked if they could come as well. And Deborah Brewster said, absolutely, it'd be great. So we're all there, and we were asked to go around in a round table to answer certain questions. And one of the comments that stuck out in my mind, and we're talking about who would be in your tent or your group, one of the people whom I've known for years, who came to the meetups regularly, like every time for years, said that he would have to leave his wife if things got bad, because he couldn't stay with her, because they don't agree on preparedness type of things. And he indicated that it would be so uncomfortable, so bad, the disagreements would be so pervasive that he would have to leave his wife. Can you imagine that, class? He said that publicly. No one said, you know, we want to hear this story. Nobody even knew the story. And he just opened up and said, this is the situation. And for all the years I've known him, when he was at the meetups, I've never seen his wife for years. Now, plenty of couples would come, husbands and wives. That was common. But he never came with his wife. And he had one because they disagreed. So what's it going to be like when it gets terrible? He would leave his wife. That's what he said. He would have to do that.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.